We are a drowsed and sleepwalking people. We are lulled by false comfort, by the false distance of God. We are deceived into believing that we can avert danger, can assert control over the forces around us. We have no such power, and some have been shaken to their core by that realization. They have woken up. We must wake up. Only if we awaken from this sleep that claims us will we be able to truly live. Only when we do not cling to false securities can we raise our eyes to Him who is our only security. God allows our world to fall into difficulties and ugliness so that we may awaken to God's healing presence in our world. It is time to wake up and get to work. It is time to put things to rights, time to work to restore our world, to bring God's kingdom rule to bear in our world. Those who have experienced an awakening know that it is time to repent, time to change. Those who have been roused by the quaking of their world become unshakable in their decision to stay alert. We who remain asleep build our imaginary worlds in which we dream presumptuous dreams of comfort and security. We must be shaken. We must be shattered so that the light of God's coming pours through every crack. Only when we awake to our own frailty and failings can the light of the world reach us and give us a taste of the glory and abundance that can be ours, the abundance and joy we can have in Christ if we will only remain awake to His presence in our lives and alert to His work through us in our world. We must wake up. We must watch with readiness and work with fervor for the coming of our God to put things right and banish the night.